4NXY.
2SWJ.
This is David, KF4NXY. I'm down here in southern Greenville County, a little area called Possum Kingdom. What has you up this early in the morning?
This is Scott. Used to be KR4GEG.
Congratulations, Scott. I believe I heard you say you, I was pretty confident you were going to pass that test, but I remember you saying you drew a class ticket.
I did.
Congratulations, my man. I guess I'm so old as I've studied on that stuff and the theory and a lot of that is just beyond me. I'm pretty happy with the general. There's a bunch of bands I can talk on, but hey, man, you can get down in that DX window and, you get your station set up, be worldwide.
Get me a nice big fat antenna and, get worldwide.
Hoping to mention that, a friend of mine from church has Mosley, I don't know the exact name of it, he had a tower, but anyway, he's moving, matter of fact, the movers are going to be at his house today. He lives in Lyman. I'm sure he'll be up and moving around in a little while. Make a long story short, I can put you in touch with him, and maybe y'all can work out a deal. But anyway, it's a Mosley beam, and he's got a rotor for it. Now, like I say, he's done sold the tower, and I don't know if he has, any coax or anything like that, but I know he's, he offered it to me at church, and I was going to get it, but my health is bad. I couldn't go get it, and I couldn't arrange to get it that quickly. But anyway, if you're kind of interested, if you just had to, put this thing behind the house somewhere until you did get a tower, it'd be something to jump on, I would think.
Getting behind a house, that would be doable. My only problem is I've got to deal with the HOA here where I live.
Well, you could store it until you moved out in the country somewhere. I mean, if you get online and check the price tag on a new, I don't know if they still make Mosley, but you check the price tag on a good beam and rotor, you get into some bugs.
I'm sure of that, because this certainly ain't a cheap hobby.
Sir, it sure ain't. But, if you run across somebody you trust, as far as radios go, they'll make you a good deal on a good HF radio. And, you got to be careful, like I was telling somebody, when you're going to a ham fest and you're going through the boneyard, if you can't check it out, you don't pass it by. But when it comes to antennas, Robbie Eaton's this guy's name, and I've known him for years. So anyway, like I say, you wouldn't legally be able to put it up in the air where you're at, but if you've got somewhere you can store it, if you understand what I'm getting at, if you store it for a few years, even till you move to a more remote location, then you put that thing up in the air. There's a guy air miles from me, about 10 air miles. You wouldn't believe the antenna array this guy's got. I mean, it's just amazing. And if I wasn't, I don't want to knock on a stranger's door. I'd love to find out what his call sign is. And you can see this thing going down the road.
That's impressive if you can see it going down the road.
I'm about a quarter mile off the road, and you can see this thing going up in the air, and he's got several beams, and in the front of his house, he's even got a small beam. It's just awesome.
that sounds awesome.
Well, anyway, it's getting on 5 o'clock. Some of the other guys might be within range by now, so I'm not going to hog the frequency. But it's a good talk to you this morning, and I believe you said you pretty much work from home all the time. So if you hear me in here, jump in here and holler for me. KF4NXY.
Will do. Into SWJ.